السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to this edition of the Coffee Express coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online. صوت أهل السنة والجماعة, the voice of the أهل السنة والجماعه in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we have just completed our segment on the Jews in the Quran. Insha'Allah, we now get on to our next segment, Straight Talk. And in this segment, we talk to our local counselor, Brother Ahmed Parak. Alhamdulillah, Brother Ahmed Parak has now recovered sufficiently to come back on air. As we know, we missed him for quite a few weeks. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Ahmed Parak.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan to all our radio listeners, Maulana. As you know that I was very, very ill. I was hospitalized for about 17 days, but alhamdulillah, with the help of our community, the du'as from various Islamic institutions, madrasas, they made qasam for me, yaqeen, and you know, Rana, you won't believe it, I didn't know some of these people, they came to visit me in hospital, came to visit me at home. He says, you know, you did something for my mother many years ago. My mother said, go meet this man here. He helped us previously. You know, I was like amazed the support I got from the community, because, you know, when you do good, Allah gives you 10 rewards. And that's it. That's how I took it as. And, you know, the people at hospital, eventually, from the first day, they put me in a private ward. They're saying, no, you're getting too many visitors and all that during the normal day two. So they put me in a private ward. Alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah, I recovered very, very well. There is a little bit issues, but you know that we will have to deal with it as we go along. But with the help of Allah, with this radio station, Maulana, it's 6 years from the time this radio Markaz Sahaba is in existence. I'm from day one with the radio station. To Alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah, I got calls from Australia, UK, you know, overseas call that, you know, what is happening, we heard you sick, are you okay and all that. So, you know, radio station has made a big this thing, they made dua from overseas for me too. So, Alhamdulillah, you know, people phone you from the UK and Australia and Sydney and Canada and all that, you know, it's something that, you know, somewhere along the line, something I must be doing good, so people are recognizing and they're asking how I am and all that.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give you complete shifa. Now, coming to our program, has there been any new developments regarding kafan and dafan?
All right. First and foremost, Maulana, I'd like to inform our listeners that because of my illness and of the recommendation from the doctors as well as family and all that, I had to step down from council. But I'm still as a consultant with the Itegwini municipality and, you know, not with a party or anything like that. But I'm still, I've got a fully fledged company that is doing consulting, because I had to do something. People are still coming and they're needing my assistance in various ways. So I stepped down. And as you know, next year, either in August or 2027 February, there will be the local election. And that fight day next year is going to be eating dog here. So how that is going to be a very devastating election in the country, because you know, you got the MK, you got the ANC and then you got the IFP, and especially in KZN, there'll be a massive dog fight regarding this election coming. And you know, I was the operation director for my party, so I used to carry a big load on my shoulders, but now Alhamdulillah, I'm out of it and I'm just consulting. So alhamdulillah, so that's where I am. So I will be still on the radio. You know, I've been activist before I even joined council with Shafaat Ahmad Khan. So if you need, I'm still around to carry on with our radio. As we're coming to Dafan and Kafan, yes, Maulana, since I have started office back again, yes, we have a reply from the Justice Department and the Department of Health. They want an in-depth why we should change the Criminal Procedure Act to accommodate this X-ray machine that what we want to put in. So the attorneys at the moment are looking at it with our advocates, how best we will be able to circumvent this. So there's quite a bit of work. I have given this work to a specialist who does all the findings for me and all that. So he's already given the task to do this Dafan Kafan work and get this X-ray machine. And I'm fighting for the last 3 years now, as you know. But by 2026, I want to start in KZN, and we will be the first models in the country to introduce it. And the machine is already here. It's already in existence in one of the hospitals. So we have made the arrangement at the hospital. They are on board with that. It's just a matter of getting this literature, the paperwork in place, so we'll be able to start the very first one in KZN, inshallah, Maulana. That's where we stand with the Dafan Kafan. Other than that, postmortems and everything is under control. We don't have any issues or anything in the province or in the country at the moment. Yes, Cape Town and some other provinces have got issues, but they are dealing with it at the moment. That's where we are, Maulana.
Okay, and the next issue is something that you have been quite involved in, you know, prior to your illness, and that is the call for the extension of Itakweni Municipality's debt relief program. Can you know, just give us an idea of what's this about? Because we know it was only for May and June, I think, and it's that window is closed now.
Ji Maulana, it started actually just after the 15th of May and ended in the end of June, 30th of June. Now, the relief program was previously, they're giving 15% and they were writing the interest off and you pay it up front or you make arrangement with, you don't get the 15% in the first incident. And they will only write off the interest and they give you 36 months interest free. Then we mooted in council to move on a better scale, which they introduced the 50% write-off. Now, the 50% write-off was you paid upfront and you get your 50%, and the interest, everything is calculated, and there's write-off. If you're owing 2 million, you only pay 1 million, and that's you clear your light, water, rates, the whole entire building, it will be clear. That's it. Now, what happened was, the beauty part of this whole thing, Maulana, on the 30th of June, we collected 4.1 billion in the debt review program. Now, that is a massive amount of money, if you say. Normally, we collect on a normal month, we collect about 3.1, 3.2, 3.3, sometimes 2.9. This month is very, very bad. In fact, I was speaking to the head of Treasury and he told me this one they're going to be struggling. If they're hitting anywhere near 3 billion, they're going to be lucky. So that program really worked. But the flip side of this whole thing, Maulana, is there's good and there's bad. Now, for you, you can afford from the 2 million, pay the million, borrow it, and then make a plan with your bankers or anything, because you're saving a lot of money. It's better to even go to Al Baraka Bank and borrow that money and pay it. You still want to save money. But what about the poor people that owing 150,000 rand or 100,000 rand or 50,000? They can't even find that 25,000 to pay it and to get that relief. So for the elite and the middle class, it did wonders for them. They saved big money, because I I brought in for the city alone anything in the region of between 400 million. That's how it is, because all our guys were coming to me and I assisted. So the issue is, what about the very poor people? Now, those people can't afford. If they're owing 20,000, they can't even find 10,000 to save 10,000. Now, that is the problem. Now, although this thing here, we're going to renew it. It's at the moment, as we speak, the Lawyers Association, the Black Lawyers Association, have put a letter. The IFP has already put a motion in place to extend this debt review program. It's very, very good. But I always say, for the very poor, there is a problem. Because unless he can go and borrow that 10,000 rand from his family or somebody, and he can save that 10,000 rand, it's alhamdulillah. But the people that can't afford it, that it's still a problem. But for people who can afford it. And the other thing, Rana, is a lot of people have already stopped, because they know the council is going to come up with something to save them money. So if you are paying rate, you're only paying your life water, and you're paying part towards your rate and all that, and carrying it, you know, bring it over 90 days. Because to qualify for this, you must be in 90 days in arrears for you to qualify for this 50%. So what was happening, they were pulling it and all that just to make sure they can qualify for this year. So it's good and bad too. But the good part is, the city is going to collect a lot of money. For council and the Chigwini municipality, it's a fantastic idea, fantastic, because we're bringing 4.1 billion. But the other issue we have got, we got 990 million accounts. Just under a million accounts in the city here. In our city, just under a million, 990,000 accounts we got here. Now, on those accounts and all the accounts put together, there's an outstanding debt of 40 billion. From that 40 billion, Molana, if we are lucky, we can get that 40 billion outstanding. If we are lucky, we'll only get 20. The other 20 billion, we have to write it off. There's no way in hell we will be able to collect that money, because that is in the location and everything, and disease and everything. Very, very hard. I had a look at the book and on how this whole thing is all about. But it's very, very unlikely we'll collect. So we'll be bringing in another maybe 20 million or less than that. But you can't bring in the full 20. You'll bring in about 4 million again, or 3.5 million or something, if we extend this thing. But for the city, it is one of the best way to bring in the money for the city, for the coffers, and keep the city going. So that's where we are with this whole debt review program.
Now, those people who cannot afford it, you know, they, as you were talking, like in this week, I heard of two cases, and both pensioners. One is owing 22,000. You know, that 50% deal has to pay 22,000, and the other person has to pay 44,000. But these people themselves don't know how these amounts have accumulated. You know, how this has accumulated to such high amounts, because they're using the same electricity all the time. In fact, the one they were telling her that it is water. It's a water account. And when she went this week, that this is the one that's owing 22,000. When she went this week to see what can be done, they told her, no, it's not water, it's electricity. Now, you know, as I say, according to them, they didn't increase the use of electricity. How did it go to those amounts?
Okay. So in that case, Molana, I'm no more in council, and I'm consulting. People like that who can't afford it, I do fees sabilillah work. Now this poor auntie who's owing like 22 million and 44 million, they must come to the office And you know, most of them have got my number. After this show, we'll give the number. They can bring the bill to the office, and I will do a letter to the council and ask for the information. In the meantime, what they can do, this auntie must get a from today, must take the meter reading every single day. Mm. Right. She must have a time, like say every day, 4 o'clock, take the meter reading, electricity and the water account. Just bring that through to me for the week or something. I will work it out and then I will see. If there is in the water side, if it's a residential and if there was a leak, then the municipality, they're charging you 27 rand for water leakage. So the insurance will pay that. So we'll get a credit there. So we will sort that out for her. But if it's on the electricity and where you're saying the consumption, all of a sudden where you were paying 350 rand, now it went to 700 rand, it doubled. There must be somewhere along the line somebody stealing the power, neighbor or whoever, or something else. She has maybe put in two more geysers or whatever it is. We don't know. So we from that meter reading, that will determine where her consumption is. And I can track it back down. So we can get, I can from the system, I can, when I send the letter, they'll give me all the 6 months statements and I can go back and I'll work it out. My office is geared up to do that. And we'll have this auntie wherever we can, because end of the day, and then by the time we fix this thing up, hopefully, inshallah, because the debt review program is with EXCO and they want to pass it in the EXCO, and if it comes before the council meeting, full council meeting on the 28th of this month, if they pass it, then after we reverse all the charges, and we still can get the 50% for her, you see. So then, and both these, Molana, you get cases like that, refer them to me, inshallah, I'll be able to have them. Peace of Allah, they really that is, that whoever can afford, then I will charge them, because now I'm no more in council for my services, I've got an office, I will charge them minimum, not like lawyers, vague or anything like that, I charge them, because I'm a consultant in this case here, Molana.
Now, there's another issue also about the water due to leakage. There's 14.7 billion water debt. Now, beyond debt relief, what infrastructure upgrades or leak detection system is the municipality implementing to prevent recurring debt? You know, do you have any knowledge of this?
Right. First and foremost, you know, I think we spoke about it in the early part of this year. You know, we still have the asbestos pipes. You know, in most areas, there's all the asbestos pipes are being used. Now, the problem is, now when you get a leakage in Mallinson Road, now to close up that leakage, you need three valves to be closed up. When they close the three valves and they come with a TLB, they open and they will put a patch, in other words. They will cut that piece and they'll put another patch and to get the water going, because the residents are making a big hoo-ha about the water for the last 24 hours. They didn't have water, so they come and do that. But when you're opening that water now, when you're opening three valves and the pressure from there, now you've got a hairline crack there by Zinnia Road. Now, I'm just giving you an example, Zinnia Road. So there is another one, this thing started there. Now, from a small leak, it'll start. Once that thing opens up, so what they have, the city has decided now, they got problem in two, the biggest two areas we have problem is the electricity and the water. Now, they have already started on both of them to start cleaning up the system. First, what they are doing is they're sorting all the pumps. In all, you see there's new pumps coming in, most of them. In Reservoir Hills, they're putting a new pump station, they're putting renovating. They're in Sikaulik, where this thing, there's a three-year contract. So all these in Tonga, they're putting a complete new system. And we made it very, very clear, you mustn't use this Chinese pumps, because you put a Chinese one, it lasts you 6 months and you're back to square one. So they're bringing the good German pumps now, and they're putting the pumps. Once our pump houses are sorted out, where the water is being supplied to all the residents, then now they're saying, okay, fine, let's work from area to area and start digging up, and they're going to put the new plastic pipes, and that's what's going to happen all over the city. So that will eliminate. But what they want to do is, yesterday when I was speaking to the deputy head, he was saying, you know, that water thing, because of the issues, they will have to write it off. And I think in this debt review, there will be a paragraph that is going to come, and an agreement that they will have to write it off, because end of the day, it's not your fault or anything that you're losing water because of their system that is a leak and it's deteriorating, coming into your bill and all that. So they're aware of that. So they're looking into it and hopingly, I'm just waiting, as soon as that thing has been passed by Exco, and if it comes before full council, we'll be able to assist the people, Molana.
Inshallah. Now, there's something else that appeared in the Mercury about the mayor's office refusing to discuss extension plans publicly. We're talking about the debt relief. Why is there no timeline or formal process for deciding on extensions, and how can residents hold the council accountable?
Right. Well, another procedure is very, very simple. Once a debt review program has been, it was extended and it has expired, the rule is now you need to bring under a motion to the councillor, have to, or the party, any one of the different parties can bring a motion to the full council to say, we want this program to be extended by another 60 days or 90 days, and that's where it is. So there was a motion brought, and from my understanding is, I was speaking to some of the councillors and all that, and the speaker's office, they said there was a motion brought in, and they have, we have a party, before the council meeting, there's always a whip meeting. So they discuss everything, what they're going to discuss in the full council. And one of the motions were brought in by IFP to say that they need to extend that. So it was turned down to say, the speaker said very, very clearly, that this motion, we will not accept it because this matter is already with the Exco to make the decision to get the extension passed. So the mayor has got no jurisdiction. It has to go by the full council. Although he is the mayor, there's 10 people in the Exco, 8 from parties and the deputy mayor and the mayor, they sit in the, that makes up the full Exco. The Exco then makes a decision to say, okay, right, we're going to extend the agreement, and it will come before council, and the council say, fine, we agreed, and then it will come into effect. So I think, hopingly, it will come into effect. The mayor is right, he can't make that decision. That decision, it has to be made by the Exco.
Okay, there's something else that's interesting, and you know, it's something like this debt relief that seems to, well, debt relief, we know, has its advantage and disadvantages. The disadvantage is people deliberately delaying to pay so that eventually they get debt relief. Now, there's this new thing which we will discuss next week, inshallah, because our time is up. This is the conversion of landfill gas to electricity, which from what I'm reading in the news, Itikweni is the first municipality, you know, to be given the license to go ahead with this transformation of landfill gas to electricity, and in the process, increasing, you know, the electricity production for the city. Inshallah, we'll discuss this in our next program, which is next Saturday. And once again, Jazakumullah khair al-jaza for, you know, the time that you give us and the important information that you give us, and the fact that you are going to continue serving the community despite stepping down as a councillor and from your party. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you in manifolds for this, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla also bless you with complete shifa. Insha'Allah, during the course of the day, you will get the podcast. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Mr. Ahmad Parak, and as we know, although he's no more involved as a counselor, and he has stepped down basically from being an official politician, but he will go on as an activist. So this program, or this segment, will go on.